The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
All right, the live in music industry has never been an easy way to make a living, and the collapse of the live music sector has made it all the more difficult for musicians during the pandemic. Could change be on the way, given that Minister Catherine Martin has called for active engagement to reopen live music and the entertainment sectors generally? Well, I'm joined now by Niall Breslin, Brezzy of the Blizzards. Niall, good morning.
Pat, how's it going? Good to talk to you.
Now, this has been a slow mindset coming, I think, for the minister. She's articulated concerns for the sector. We've had a couple of trial gigs, but it's been rather slow.
Yeah, I think, Pat, what we're missing is strategy. It's a plan. You know, the live industry and events industry in general doesn't work when you just turn the lights on. It takes time to put these shows on, to plan. We have crews all over the country who all, like, they build cities and fields. Like, it's an incredibly highly skilled industry. And the reality is we just don't see a plan. We don't know. We're booking shows going, are they going to go ahead? Can we sell tickets for them? And the way the live industry works as well is off capacity. So if you can't put capacity into a venue, you're losing money every time. And it's just incredibly difficult to plan. So I think, you know, Catherine Martin, to be fair to her, has been incredibly engaged with the industry. She's been really helpful, especially on the ideas of grants and stuff, and helped in that regard. But it's the strategy and reopening plan that we need. And it's incredibly frustrating watching other countries almost a year ahead of us. And what happens with that is we're going to start losing our events teams to those countries to go there and work, because that's what they're going to have to do. And so we really need a strategy. We need a plan, and it needs to happen very quickly.
But also some of the skill sets that are brought to bear on the building of venues, for example, for the festivals, these are eminently transferable into the construction sector. So, you know, there are lots of jobs available in the construction sector. So these people may go and never come back.
And that's the truth, Pat. It really is. And, you know, it's not hyperbole. It's not us kind of, you know, I hear Leo Varadkar constantly saying, I can't wait to get back to festivals. And I'm thinking, who's going to run them? You know, this is the reality of where we're at. This summer is a lost summer for most of our industry now. And it's not just financial, Pat, for our industry. It's a lack of purpose. This is what we do. This is what my peers and colleagues do. They live and die by it. They love it. It's in their blood. It's in their cells. And just to look at how kind of almost dismissive we are, it's very difficult. And I think when I look at, like, I read a billboard a research done by Oxford Economics, it was in Billboard magazine this week, that one of the main economic drivers in America in 2019 was the live music and events industry. It generated 132 billion euro for the American economy. This, we're not messing around here. This is an incredibly brilliant industry. This is economically viable. And I've seen arguments on Twitter about people going, well, it's not really that important for the economy. I don't know what part-time economists are believing that. Even if you remove the idea that this is what gives culture colour, this is incredibly important to our economy, to our hotels, to our restaurants, to our bars, to our pubs, to our venues,
because,
not just to my colleagues.
Niall, if you have a situation where people have accumulated lots of money, whether they're saving their PUP or whether they've continued to work but have had nothing to spend it on, I mean, one of the ways of getting that money out there and into the economy and into, you know, your friends in the industry's back pockets, and they will certainly spend it, that's for sure, is to open up again. So, you know, you've looked, I'm sure, however anecdotally, at other countries and how they've managed to do it safely. What would you be recommending to the minister?
Well, at the end of the day, nobody in our industry wants to open if it's not safe. You know, we're friends and our families and all this. We want to keep them safe too. Nobody wants to just go, let's go for this, guys. We want to do it safely, with a strategy, with a plan. And like everything in the economy, and it does require kind of foresight. You got to look forward on this. How are we going to do it safely? When are we going to start opening venues? If you look in America, like, do I agree? Like, I look in the UK, for example, Latitude happened this week, a massive 40,000 festival. I'd love to see the data from that. Has that pushed numbers? Has that created? There probably, of course, will be some numbers to that. But we got to get real here. It feels like at the point that some of our ministers need to stop watching Spinal Tap and thinking that's how our industry runs. Our industry is one of the most skilled, passionate industries in this country. And what we want to do now is to actually plan it out. We've amazing people there. You know, Epic are doing brilliant work in the events industry. They'll sit with anybody. They'll plan. They'll strategize. That's what they do. Events teams are brilliant at strategy, and they should sit with
the question of antigen testing. I mean, we know in certain places you can get an antigen test before you go into a bar or a restaurant. If you don't pass the antigen test, then you don't go in. It's as simple as that, and they just scan the result of your test. If it's a green tick, come on in. And it only lasts 24 hours. So, you know, you do the same again if you're going to another venue tomorrow evening. It just seems to us too much trouble to organise that kind of thing. And yet, the economic benefits would be enormous.
And also, I think if you look past just the trouble and the economic benefits and this, that and the other, I see it every day. I talk to my colleagues and peers in this industry, and a lot of them are just broken from this. It's so difficult. It's just like we're looking at, you know, and to be fair, like for the last, I suppose, 6 months has been pretty intense, because I think we expected we'd get something in summer. I think we thought, like, maybe we'll get something here. Maybe this will open up. And it didn't. And not only did it not open up, we're just still looking at ministers not giving us any plan. How are we going to do this? You know, when is it going to happen? And that's all we need. And we know we don't expect governments to get everything right. You can't in this pandemic. It's a truly difficult situation. But we expect strategy, and we expect to be said, this is what we hope will happen. But the other thing, Pat, to point out is we have 100 people at weddings. We have bars and pubs open. Let the musicians back in to play them. You know, these a lot of people, this is their livelihood. They play Friday and Saturday in a pub, or they play a wedding, and it's an important livelihood for them. It's really important. It gives such joy at a wedding. And
actually, it's funny, I'll stop you there for a second, because I just got a text. What is missing is enthusiasm, or perhaps not even that. A better word, think about it, is joy. Say it out loud, joy. That's what's missing.
It really, like, I mean, this is what we do. And, you know, as I said along, Pat, like, this has been truly difficult for everybody. And nobody expects, as I said already, everyone to get this right. But we need something now. It's and Catherine Martin, to be fair to her, That was a big statement to make. It was a big statement to make, and it's now a kind of a spark under the arses of the politicians. What are we going to do? And when are we going to do it? Can we move fast on this? Can we work together? And understand that these are real people and families that haven't worked now for 19, 20 months, and they haven't had a sense of purpose. And I, more than anything, want to sit at, you know, 4 a.m. after loading out in a festival, watching the sun come up. It's beautiful. Like, these festivals are just... You know, I think they're really important for people as well, because I think festivals, like, you know, whatever it is, Electric Picnic, it gives people a release every year. They look forward to it. You know, the world is intense. It's difficult sometimes. And everybody likes to go, I have 2 or 3 days in September, October, whatever that is, where you just let go a little bit. And I think even people need that. And as I said, weddings need it. I'd love to see musicians back playing weddings. I own a recording studio, Pat. I see it from every side. You know, our industry, recording industry, has been hit so badly because people don't have money to actually record music because they're not playing live music. It's cyclical. It's a cycle. And one cycle is removed from the industry, it becomes very difficult to be effective. So we just need to work together and move fast on this and dynamically.
Yeah. Get the finger out. That's the message.
Exactly.
Brezzy. Yeah. Look, Niall, thank you very much for talking to us. That's Niall Breslin, he of the Blizzards. More comments coming in. Phelan and Nashkin in Marley Park was due to be on August 28th with 2,500 well-spaced people. The park can take 50,000 people. Festival was cancelled 2 days ago as Dublin City Council can't give the go-ahead. It would be South Dublin County Council there. Or would it be Dunleary Rathdown? I think it would. Cost of infrastructure had to be paid for ahead. What a shame that is. Musicians first to go, last to come back, barely an afterthought. It is soul destroying. Jerry Fish is on the line. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning. I'm just now, trying to stay upbeat.
Yeah, go on.
I just think we have to stay positive. We're very close to the finish line. I'm not the finish line. I think we'll always be here, but it's very important we stay positive now. You know, I think it is what's in risk of collapse is everybody feeling that it's too much. You know, but I think better times are always coming. I mean, no musician that I know gets into it for financial gain. It's just something we want to share. And festivals are as old as humankind, you know. So we will get back. Maybe clarity is the issue.
You would like to see that finish line that you talk about. How far away is it? How many more meters do you have to run or walk or crawl to get there? And that's probably what's dispiriting for a lot of the guys. I mean, Jerry, you'll pardon me saying you're a veteran of the scene. You've been around a long time. So you've seen hard times and good times.
I have, and a veteran is kind of, that's okay now, because I think I'm definitely, I'm a veteran with a limp, shall we say. Do you know, it's like, I love what I do. It's been a really tough time. We have support now from LPSS grants, which have kind of funded a lot of promoters. I did my first show in 18 months last night at Strawberry Sessions, which was a great success. And, you know, but it's just beyond September 31st. We don't know when this funding runs out. Will we work again, you know? So I guess, yeah, there is, you know, and Latitude Festival has happened in the UK, as everybody mentioned, with like 40,000 people. So it is possible. It's just kind of, we need clarity, I think. And testing is probably a good way around it, Pat, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we've been advocates of antigen testing for months and months and months, falling on deaf ears a lot of the time. And the great thing about it is that it's of the moment. It doesn't tell you that you won't have COVID in 2 days' time, but it tells you if you're infectious right now. And if you are, you go home and you isolate and maybe go for a PCR test to confirm it. But if you're negative, well, then you're safe to mix with people. I mean, it seems to be an incredibly useful tool, and it might have kept more of your industry going had they implemented it, but they've set their faces against it, it would seem, except perhaps for third level in the autumn.
Yeah, I mean, it's really strange. I know the kind of 100 people at a wedding and then you can't have a wedding band. It's, you know, I've been talking to people, that's because maybe people shout over the music or something, but they're going to have a stereo on with loud music, probably. You know, it is all a bit odd. But I guess, to be honest, I have to stay positive, or I don't think I could survive in this game at all. You know, and it's just what we don't want to do is take one step forward and two steps back. I think we did enough of that last year. Yeah. You know, so going forward at a pace is frustrating, but you know, we're all hoping the vaccinations are going to make the big difference.
Yeah, and we're well on the way to that, and with 12 to 15 year olds going to be able to be vaccinated if their parents say okay. 16 plus are able to
make decisions,
get
about
a vaccine.
Our kids. Yeah, exactly.
And walk-in vaccinations for those who missed the cut for a first vaccination this weekend. Loads of walk-in centres. You can just ask for a vaccination. So maybe that is the light at the end of the tunnel.
We have to look at some positive light, Pat. You know what I mean? We have to. There isn't, you know, like I say, festivals and gatherings of art and music is as old as humankind. It's not something... You know, I know people talk about industries, and I understand that, but that's never going to go away. It'll pop up somehow. And I know we fall to kind of... But in fairness, I think the government has supported us quite well, you know, with PUP. I mean, they're on food stamps in Greece, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like...
But that,
you know,
one of my
kind
textures
of really
is...
See the part.
Yeah. One of my texts points out that PUP is due to run out on September the 7th, so that might be a worry. But let's hope. I mean, that's over a month away, so let's hope that we see the roadmap for the return of the entertainment industry long before that.
Yeah.
Jerry, look, thank you very much for taking our call this morning. That's musician Jerry Fish.